Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, do y'all know that if you, I'm just asking here, if you switch from a don't care what kind of preservatives your food has in it and stuff to all of a sudden that's all that you're eating is stuff where it doesn't have preservatives and unnatural flavors and all of that, can that make you gassy until your stomach gets used to it? Because I've been, you know, in pain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because of no preservatives.
I'm just asking because I've changed my diet drastically by not having any, like by eating all stuff that's pure.
Mm-hmm.
I think you went so long the opposite way. I mean, as we all do.
Yeah. 55 years.
So true.
Yeah. So I think.
Obviously, looking at you, you took a long time in the other way.
I mean, you've been the opposite of healthy.
You know what I'm saying? But I think changing it is going to mess your stomach up.
Yeah.
But it's going to even out eventually.
Well, I hope, because if not,
yeah,
I mean, I'm going to go back to just eating nothing but processed food.
Well,
it's better for my stomach.
Yeah.
You would not believe how many sloppy joes this man used to eat, and no more.
Yeah,
it's all over.
It's so sad.
We just sprinkle it with GMOs.
Yeah,
I don't even know what GMOs are. I just know that that's bad, right? Well, isn't a GMO bad?
Genetically modified ingredients.
I do love a good GMO.
Please, Rice Krispie treats. Hello, yes.
Man.
But don't hold in your. You know, because I just read an article that it comes out your mouth if you hold it in.
What?
I'll show it to you. I just read that on Instagram. I'm not saying it's true.
If you hold it, well,
I'm going to go ahead and say it's not true.
Yeah, I'll show you the article. It was wild.
That explains why you're talking all that.
That's why your breath smell like.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Well, Riggins. Brought in a little game for us to play on the show yesterday because, you know, he likes for Mondays to be as annoying as possible, obviously. It's today's In Case You Missed It replay, coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Usually when Riggins says, I have a game for us to play, then I cringe and go, oh, no, I don't like games. But this one was, it was okay. It wasn't annoying at all. I enjoyed it. I actually had fun playing the game. And it is today's In Case You Missed It replay. Enjoy.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Let's bring in a little game. I love this game. It's called This or That. Easy questions. You decide which one you prefer. TJ, would you rather have bad breath or bad body odor?
Breath.
I knew that.
Yeah, I'd rather have bad breath.
TJ's very sensitive about body odor.
Mm-hmm.
Especially armpit smell.
Right.
Yeah.
If somebody's heating up something in the building that smells like onions, I immediately start sniffing my pits to make sure it's not me.
It's so gross. Lindsay, would you rather come home to a bed covered with rose petals or a home-cooked meal?
Oh, oh, tricky. A home-cooked meal.
Yeah, I think the rose petal covered bed. Yeah. It's like, what is that?
Well, I was questioning it because I've never had it. So I'm really? Would I like that? But actually, no, they're just in my way. I got to sleep.
Yeah. It's kind of cheesy.
Yeah. It's extremely cheesy. I think it stains the sheets.
Yeah.
TJ, would you rather have burgers or tacos?
Tacos.
Tacos. I knew that answer. Lindsay, Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings?
You silly as both. Harry Potter. I don't even know what Lord of the Rings is, really. So yeah,
it's like it's Harry Potter, but nerdier.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and more and darker and more in depth, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a lot more story with it, but it is. Well, never mind. TJ, would you rather travel back in time or travel to the future?
The future.
Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Lindsay, pizza or tacos?
Ooh, tacos.
Tacos. TJ, would you rather be the smartest person in the world or the richest person in the world?
Oh, the richest by far. I'd be a rich moron today. I don't care. Right now, if I can make the deal.
I know some rich morons. Lindsay, would you rather chill by yourself or go to a huge party?
Oh, huge party.
You would?
Yes.
She is a more the merrier kind of girl.
Yes. I love everybody.
Yeah. TJ, would you rather try to survive with no internet or no running water?
Oh, wow. Because now no internet means no TV.
Exactly. No streaming, none of that.
I'd say no running water.
Yeah. That's where we've come in this world.
Crazy I'm response.
With you. I'm with you.
Lindsay, while playing the piano, would you rather choose to have your husband speak like Borat or like talking a baby voice?
I think I'd rather speak in Borat. I can't stand nice. The baby voice.
That's a really good one.
That's a good question, isn't it? TJ, for the rest of your life, would you only listen to Justin Bieber music or death metal?
Justin Bieber music.
I agree.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Lindsay, would you rather meet Kanye West or get $7?
Get $7.
Yeah, me too.
You too?
Yeah. I'm not much on celebrities.
Yeah. Especially him.
Yeah. TJ, would you always have to wear wet socks or have a pebble in your shoe?
Ooh.
All the time.
Ooh.
I think a pebble in my shoe.
I think a pebble too, because you can kind of move it between your toes and sort of adjust it around.
And build a callus or something, maybe.
Yeah. And then, Lindsay, would you rather always be slightly cold or slightly warm?
Slightly cold.
Love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at her.
Yeah.
A real woman.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So R. Kelly has a new song out and a new music video to go along with it. It's called My Soul Cries Out. Now, he's in prison, and I think he's going to be probably in prison for the rest of his life under a variety of charges. And I grew up a huge fan of R. Kelly, like one of my favorite artists of all time. Mm-hmm. I own every single one of his albums. But after all this stuff happened, after I learned what he was up to, I made the decision to stop listening to his music.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I would do that for everybody that gets in trouble. I just thought the severity of what he was convicted of doing was bad enough to make me question and think, I don't want to support this on any level. Even though I've already purchased the albums, mm-hmm. I've done what I did. Mm-hmm. I can't give the money back or whatever. So I'm going to make the decision to stop listening to it. So I've not checked out this song or the music video, and I'm sure it's probably good. Without question, one of the most talented musicians ever, but that doesn't make it okay to still embrace his art. It for me anyway.
Now, mm-hmm. he recorded this in prison.
I believe so, yeah.
So he's just like slapping the table, making some sound.
I think he's performed for the inmates in there. I think they bring in keyboards and stuff like that.
It's part of their rehab stuff. That they had a talent, they have prison bands and that sort of thing.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I've never like blacklisted anybody like that from my entertainment choices. But he was the first one. Have you ever had to like, can you separate what they do from the enjoyment of of the art? You can
sometimes, if I enjoy their work, but it's nothing like that, like what he's done.
Yeah.
It's just mainly like, you know, political views and things like that. If I enjoy their work enough, I can separate their personal political views from them as a performer.
Yeah.
Like Alec Baldwin.
Right.
Now, George Clooney, I don't enjoy his work enough to be able to say, I don't care about his political style. I just focus on his work. Right. I don't think he's that great as a performer.
Yeah. It doesn't outweigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, listen, mm-hmm. I would love to put on some Ignition Remix. I mean, it's still a good song. Yeah. I Believe I Can Fly is one of my favorite songs of ever when it was in Space Jam.
But I was wondering a few weeks ago, remember, if they're going to do Puff Daddy the same way. Is his music going to get blackballed and I won't be able to play any of his stuff or any of the things he produced? Or because he didn't produce anything, did he, that he's not on?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look.
I'm okay with not listening to his music.
That one's easier.
Yeah, a little easier. But yeah, he should get blackballed.
Hmm. Yeah. And I don't have another example. I mean, I guess you could say Bill Cosby, like you don't want to enjoy his stand up anymore. But I get like, I'm like you, I didn't enjoy it enough to,
I have a friend that loved Bill Cosby so much. She and her husband named their dog Huxtable.
Oh, no way.
Which is the Cosby Show last name, characters on the Cosby Show.
And yeah. What are they thinking now? They're just like,
I haven't talked to them in a while, but.
Wow. Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if you named your actual dog like Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
That would be even worse. You can get away with hugs some more.
Come here. Oh, my God. Better come here. I need the jello pudding.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Okay, they've done a survey from the Pew Research Center, and they've got it all wrong. I mean, it's just, this is one of my pet peeves, that where they just change the language all of a sudden, and things become different one day because somebody changes the language. You know, I hate that. Mm-hmm. And I would think that the Pew Research Center would you know, be more sensitive to it. Pew. But they've done a survey on single people. It says the Pew Research Center says the share of quote unquote unpartnered adults has declined for the first time in about 20 years. So they're talking about the number of people who are not married, living with a partner, or in a committed relationship. That number has declined. It's not down a lot, though. But about, let's see, 42% of adults were unpartnered in 2023, down from 44% in 2019.
Okay.
So they're saying that it looks like singledom has peaked. All right. If you are not married, you are single. So this isn't good news, you know, because they're acting like this is good news. This is good news. People are partnered with others more now and all that. But wow. If you're not married, then you are single. I don't care if you've been shacked up with somebody for 20 years. You're single. But you're single and unavailable,
mm-hmm.
But you are single because you're not married. Those are the two categories. Are you married or are you single?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now it just means not coupled. Come on.
Coupled.
Has a whole new meaning, yeah.
I mean, especially if you are in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship and you're not living together, then that's closer to being single
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Than if you're living together with somebody.
For sure.
You know.
You're more single.
But in the eyes of the true definition, then you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you can be shacked up with somebody and you're single.
Yeah. Right. Like on documents, single, married.
Right.
Yeah. It's not
mm-hmm.
gray. Mm-hmm.
But when they first started calling people single, people didn't date as long. Right? Like they just got married. Didn't they like go out on 3 dates and get married? And they're like, we're going to make this official.
Yeah.
Marry me, darling.
Actually, what happened was, is when they started ripping apart the idea of the family unit, and they encouraged more and more living together and not getting married. And hey, just, you know, a piece of paper is not going to say that I love you any more than I do. You know, once they started encouraging that, then they had to go back and change the definition to make it seem like living together with someone was just as important as being married, when it's not. Mm-mm. If you're just living with somebody and you're not married, you're not as important as married couples. Sorry.
You said it.
Are you sorry? You don't sound sorry. You don't sound sorry at all. You sound like you enjoyed saying that.
Because I like telling the truth, Riggins. That's what it is.
Right.
I like telling the truth.
Sure.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, hello.
Good morning. Man.
We've been having some technical difficulties and stuff. Everybody trying to get things working right. And then, you know, Lindsay's in her home studio today. And it's like every day when she turns that thing on, it's messed up in a different type of way.
And it couldn't happen to a worse person because I don't know anything about technology, none of this.
What?
I know, it's shocking.
You know what? I think that husband of hers is going in there and sabotaging it every night. He goes in there to sabotage it.
Switching wires.
Mm-hmm. He's like, leave me stuck with these babies all morning.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, Delilah came in here one day and she was acting like she was on the radio and she put my headphones in. God knows what she touched. So,
yeah. You need to try to corral those kids some way or another. They're out of control, Lynn.
Yeah.
Who you telling?
Out of control.
We know this. I have a door lock now, though, as of today.
So, Lindsay, Riggins got mad at me first thing this morning when he got here. We have a door that has a code you put in to unlock it. And then once you come in, you can flip the little thing so you don't have to have the code to open the door. Well, I didn't flip it when I got here and he pulled on it and it didn't open. And then he had to punch the code in and he was all mad.
Listen, I forget to do that every time. I mean, it's not many times I'm there, you know, first, but I forget too. So
it's one of those little frustrating things when you go to pull on a door handle and it doesn't open. And then there's somebody on the other side of it that just forgot to unlock it. That makes it even worse.
But we have a lot on our minds.
It wasn't that I forgot. I was scared.
Scared?
I didn't want to sit in here all alone with the door wide open and unlocked.
Fully. I was
scared, Riggins.
And armed.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Scared and armed.
Don't make that mistake of coming in here.
I'm not armed and I sit in there, so I should probably leave it locked. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. You should.
I didn't think of that.
Don't nobody want you, though.
I know. That's true.
Riggins, I saw this thing this morning that I always enjoy from that Lake Superior State College thing. What is all that noise?
Don't know.
Where they put out the annual words that are banned. Uh-huh. That they're not. Is that Rob making all that noise?
I don't know.
Sounds like he's getting into a sleeping bag.
My microphone's on, so I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, now it's echoing everywhere. So, all right.
Oh my God.
It must have been Lindsay.
It's not me.
All right. Well, hey, I'm trying to get to this. Y'all be still. We can't move. No, they put out this list of words that are banished for 2025. People are tired of using it. And I always like to look at that to see how many of them I've already banned either years ago or recently. But it's usually I'm way ahead of them on banning these words, but people just don't listen to me. Game changer is one of them. I did that
years ago.
10 years, along with no brainer. I did game changer and no brainer in the same swoop.
Yep.
I remember vividly. Saying something dropped like an album. I did that long time ago. Stop saying it. Something dropped. Sorry, not sorry. I was the first one to ban that one. And they're just now getting to it.
Yeah, you should not be using that in 2025.
Right.
Sorry, not sorry. That's
no way.
Yeah.
No more than you should be using I don't want an adult today. So there you go.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey.
Is your husband Kyle a baby when he's sick like most men are? He doesn't strike me as the type that would be.
He doesn't complain and like whine about it, but he will take the whole day off. I mean, in the bed. Like he's shut down, whereas I still have to watch the kids. And have you heard the story about when we both got the norovirus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you told us about that.
Yeah, and I was just as bad as him, but I was like crawling to the kids' beds to get them out and throwing up in a sand bucket.
Mm-hmm. And that wasn't that right after you had given birth to your son?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
He's a baby. Yeah.
So you were still sitting on a donut in a sitz bath and the whole thing.
Yep.
And having to get up and deal with the norovirus and all. Well, your ex-professional athlete husband lied in the bed.
Yep. He was, quote, worse than me.
You getting out of bed today, Juan Soto? I mean, or are you just going to take it easy?
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, Lindsay's husband was a pitcher. And he made it to the majors, didn't he? And he got hurt.
He did.
Yeah.
He played for Detroit. Mm-hmm. Detroit.
But they've got this survey where they said 1/3 of couples say that their partner, quote unquote, acts like a baby when they're sick. And this is another one of those when, you know, Riggins, usually I'll go, well, they're saying people in this survey and all that, but we know they're just talking about women. They're not talking about all people. They're mainly talking about women. But this one, I'm saying they're talking about men. Like, yeah. 1/3 of couples say that the man acts like a baby when he's sick.
Yeah. Of course. Now,
I don't. I mean, I really don't. And my wife will tell you that. That's one thing she doesn't criticize me about, is being a baby when I'm sick. They say that they're covering everything, like being stubborn, dramatic, refusing to admit that they're sick. They count those things as acting like a baby. But if you're saying you're not sick and you're trying to go on and do your thing, then that's not being a baby. That's being tough.
Yeah, I'm not sick.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Right.
Maybe they look at it like they kind of want you to say, no, take a rest. You are sick, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're looking for that.
Well, even my dad, who's, you know, tough military man, like career military. I mean, he was a welder at one point in his life. I mean, just any kind of like a masculine type of fella. If he got the slightest cold,
yeah,
he just mope around the house and like dragging like he's 90 years old, like he's on his deathbed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked it's only 1/3, to be honest, because women complain about that all the time.
Yeah, I know. I think it's more than that, too. I think they factored in gay couples on this. So they were asking a lot of lesbian couples, and then they would say, no, they don't. She doesn't act like a baby.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the women don't. Men do, so.
Yeah, I never thought about that. If there's two gay guys and they're both sick.
Oh, my God. The house would burn down. Just crumble down around them if they had a cold going through the house. All right, so we're going to find out what's trending next in Now Trending. Hang on.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so the wildfire is still in the news. It is the top trending topic. The death toll has risen to 24. I saw Jay Leno on the news yesterday, and he said, it's the worst natural disaster since 9/11. And I know it's not a natural disaster, but still.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the point of making that statement? 9/11,
not a natural disaster. But they say that it will end up being, with the pace that it's going and them not knowing how to control it and all that, or not being able to control it. They know how to control it. But they're not being able to is going to end up being the largest natural disaster in it. But is it a natural disaster if it started with arson?
I've heard rumors of that. Yeah, are they? Mm. They're still investigating that. But yeah. I've heard that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That it may.
So did they figure out he did it on purpose or it was like an accident, like a cigarette or something?
I don't think they figured out anything for sure. I think it's, you know, they alleged that a person started it. But then I also heard that. The initial fire wasn't started by someone, that additional fires were started by people.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Adding, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's Los Angeles. Everybody's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, it was just, but it is, it looks like the apocalypse out there.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
In much lighter news, today is National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like getting out there and dressing up your dog, I never got into that. My dog was dressed up one time when my dog walker took him to a pride parade and outfitted him. Not even kidding. And he came home with rainbows sticking off his head and rainbow colored sweatbands. I went, what did you do today?
Oh, my. I've got to see a picture of that.
Come on. What are we doing here? So if you like dressing up your pet, today is the day to do it.
And that dog ain't acted the same since.
He's a little too loving on me.
That's why he's such a snob with those dog beds, too.
I think so.
He's like, this is beneath me.
Bit of a princess in the pea situation, mm-hmm. Riley. Starbucks is trending this morning because they have they're starting to tighten down with their policies in store. They're saying if you want to use our bathroom, you got to buy something first, and you can't just hang out all day and use our Wi-Fi and stuff without making a purchase. And this comes after years of sort of having an open door policy. Anybody can come in, hang out. So it is interesting timing, given that President Donald Trump is being inaugurated next week. A lot of these companies are rolling back their sort of, I don't know, what kind of policies would you call them? Very
freedom,
liberal policies, against the normal capitalist rules.
I guess so. But Starbucks, taking a hard stance on this just a couple of days before that. So good luck if you don't want to buy anything.
I don't see what they have to do with each other. Hey, it's Starbucks saying, hey, we want our customers to think that we have to do this because Trump's coming in. He's going to be oppressive to us not being, following the rules of strict capitalism. I know Zuckerberg used the opportunity to jump out there and say, okay, no more of this DEI, no more of this. And
they're all doing it.
Yeah. But I don't know what Starbucks not letting people just sit in their stores all the time without buying anything would have to do with Trump being inaugurated. I don't even know how they're going to tie that together.
They probably always wanted this, but.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So how do they even blame that on Trump? I mean, people blame everything on him.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
So good luck using their free Wi-Fi if you don't want to purchase that Venti Pike place with a little bit of room in it.
Yeah. Panera used to put a timer on you when you'd go in there and sit down.
Would they really?
Yeah.
You better move. Gotta go. We're going to have a little argument. We've got to revisit something from long ago. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I don't want to have an argument on a Tuesday. I'm not really interested in doing that. However, it's important to know where we've been so we can figure out where we're going, TJ. And we had the argument long ago about what constitutes a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
And I had said Vanilla Ice is a one-hit wonder. Billy Ray Cyrus is a one-hit wonder. Uh-huh. TJ took umbrage with it, said that's not true, even though they're listed in pretty much every article you read online about the greatest one-hit wonders. Mm-hmm. It's Vanilla Ice. It's Billy Ray Cyrus. They're the two that you see every single time.
Yeah.
But TJ always pointed out, well, they had other hits.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big as the hits that made them one-hit wonder, so to speak.
Right.
But they had successful songs.
Yeah. Vanilla Ice's other hit was Play That Funky Music, Vanilla Ice. And the Billy Ray Cyrus song, it was Could Have Been Me, I think was his other top 40 hit, Could Have Been Me.
Lindsay, did you know Billy Ray Cyrus's other song?
No.
Okay. Well, they did. One of them was bigger. But I guess what we can call it is their signature song. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Achy Breaky Heart is Billy Ray Cyrus's signature song.
Mm-hmm.
What is Madonna's signature song, TJ?
I would say Material Girl.
Okay. People are having this argument. Is it, it's not Like a Virgin?
No. Even though that was huge. My favorite Madonna song is Borderline.
Oh, good one.
But
good one.
I think because I'm going by how they refer to her still in these stupid articles that they write about her, and they go, then the Material Girl said,
they do call
blah,
her
blah,
that.
Blah, blah, blah.
It is big. It is in pop culture in the terminology, the Material Girl. Right.
Mm-hmm.
What is Michael Jackson's signature song?
Oh, wow.
Is it Thriller?
Pretty Young Thing.
that's a good one.
That's probably my favorite Michael Jackson song, but is it his signature song?
I don't know. Yeah, probably, because it has more of a theme to it that you could associate to him. But as I don't even know what Michael Jackson's biggest hit would be. Would it be Billie Jean?
It might have been Billie Jean.
But I think his signature song is probably Thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay.
Now, my favorite Michael Jackson song is Black or White.
Black or White's a great
good
song.
One. I danced to that and had gloves that were half black, half white.
Ooh, bringing the unity to the community. Yeah. Look at you.
Making it literal. I like that.
Lindsay, I was in fourth grade.
What is Britney Spears' signature song?
Hit Me.
Baby One More Time?
Baby One More Time.
I would agree with that. That's probably her. Mm-hmm. If you go to a Britney Spears concert, you want to hear it kind of like it's on the album.
Yeah.
TJ, what's Garth Brooks' signature song?
Friends in Low Places.
Friends in Low Places. I would totally agree with that. Mariah Carey. Ooh. Is it All I Want for Christmas Is You now? Is that kind yeah. of her biggest,
right,
most it important is. Song?
Yeah.
That's a shame, too.
Mm, I know.
That's a shame.
I like her Fantasy.
First, yeah, and her first album or cassette tape that I had in 91 was the best, hands down.
Yeah, that was, I know. I can remember the cover of that.
Real curly, yeah.
Yeah. What is Miley Cyrus's signature song? Is it Flowers that she won the Grammy for, or is it Wrecking Ball?
Party in the USA.
Yeah, Party in the USA.
Maybe Party in the USA. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, see, listen, we're going to solve some.
Well, we didn't even argue.
We didn't even argue at all. Look at us making strides. Love that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.